Before we dive into the episode, I just wanted to tell you about the Moms Make Money Collective community, where we host free networking events every single month. If you are interested in learning more about how you can connect with other moms in business and build out your referral network, then go to momsmakemoneycollective.com/networking today and sign up for the free community. I hope to see you inside. All right, let's jump into the episode. I don't know about you, but social media hasn't been my first priority in my business for the last few years. Sure, I love mindlessly scrolling on TikTok as much as the next person, but I absolutely can't stand having to battle the algorithm with each post. It's honestly pretty discouraging, and when I have limited work time, creating content that will only be seen by a handful of people isn't super high on my priority list. So you may be wondering, but Jenny, how do I grow my business without social media then? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's jump into the episode and find out how I've continued to grow my business the last few years without making social media my primary focus.
Welcome to the Moms Make Money podcast. I'm your host, Jenny. I'm the owner of Moms Make Money Collective, a podcast and visibility strategist and mom of two. Many moms feel like we need to sacrifice our careers for our children, but I wholeheartedly believe that we can have a thriving business and family at the same time. In this podcast, we're going to be diving into the ins and outs of running a business as a mom and getting real and raw about all things parenting. So buckle up because we're about to go all in.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am so happy that you're here and I can't wait to jump into the episode. So I've seen people talk about this all the time. It's been such a hot topic lately. So today we're talking about growing your business without social media. I really want to share my thoughts on it because I too am completely over feeling like putting all this time and effort into something just for maybe 1%, if that, of my followers to see it. Not a great feeling, not the best use of my time. So yeah, let's talk about all the different ways that you can grow your business without relying on social media. So first up, we have referrals. So if you're a service provider like myself, referrals are really going to be your bread and butter. In the past, my business used to be pretty much strictly referral-based, but let's be honest, referrals can dry up. So while getting lots of referrals is wonderful, diversifying your kind of lead sources is really important so that you're not left scrambling if your leads happen to dry up, which has happened to me in the past and it has not been fun. So I think diversifying is great, but obviously referrals are really great too because it's coming from people who've worked with you before, so they have a really strong, you know, connection, or likely coming with people who've worked with you before. You can get referrals from people who haven't worked with you, but that's just, you know, they've likely worked with you or they know you pretty well to be referring you to someone else. Number two is focus on collaborations. So collaborations have been a really big part of my business since about 2018, and that isn't stopping anytime soon. I always enjoy collaborating with people, coming up with new ways to collaborate. It's just really, really fun for me. So it's something I want to continue doing this year and beyond. And you can collaborate in many different ways. You can have people on your podcast. You can be on other people's podcasts. You can participate in someone's bundle. You can host your own bundle. You can host your own summit. You can be a part of someone else's summit. There's just so many ways to collaborate. You can do freebie swaps. So there's just so many ways to grow your lead stream without focusing on social media, and collaboration is a huge part of that. And personally, I think it's one of my favorites on this list, but that's probably me being biased because I've literally loved collaborating since 2018. And I even have a whole business that is a collaboration, and we talk a lot about collaborations among business owners. So collaborating is wonderful and I am a huge fan. Next up is SEO. So SEO is a huge focus of mine in 2024, and I've always had a service level understanding of it, but this year I'm really diving deeper into SEO and how to make it work for me so I'm not having to rely as heavily on social media and really can get those leads from Google, from Bing, from search engines, and really maximize my time and effort so I'm not spending all this time like trying to nurture and bring in new leads. And yeah, so I just love SEO because it is more passive. It does take a lot of time to set up, but once you have got it set up and it's running for you, super great. Next up, we have Pinterest. So I actually used to teach Pinterest marketing in addition to like managing people's Pinterest accounts. back when I first started my business for a bunch of different business owners and bloggers and things like that. So I've always really had a soft spot for the platform, but it's definitely something I've kind of like slipped up using the past couple years. But now I'm really putting a heavy focus on using it this year because it is great for bringing people to your website and getting in front of new people. And that's, you know, that is how you get new people, new clients, new customers. You're getting in front of them. So Pinterest gives you an easy way to get in front of people. It does have an algorithm, of course, but it's nowhere near like Instagram's annoying algorithm or any of the other social media algorithms that are just so hit or miss and changing 24/7. I love Pinterest. It's great for moms. It's great for, you know, people who focus on like DIY content, design, business stuff too. So Pinterest is great, and I think it's a great avenue for most people. I don't think it works for everyone. If you have like a specific niche, it's not always going to work for certain niches, but it does work pretty well for most niches, as long as you have like that design, DIY, business, motherhood type focus. Lastly, we have email marketing. So I've always been a huge proponent of focusing on things that you own, like your podcast, your blog, your email list. And I've always tried to email my list weekly, but sometimes I've done better than others. Let's be real, like life happens and sometimes things slip. But I'm really proud to say that lately I've been able to really be super consistent with emailing, and I love connecting with my email community each week. It's just such a great thing. I love getting responses back from my email list people, or subscribers rather. So it's a really great way to get in front of people. And plus, you really get that heavy nurture with them because you're showing up for them every week. They are able to learn more about you and your offerings and things like that. So email marketing is really wonderful for bringing new leads into your business. So after hearing all of the things that we talked about today, I would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. Are you over social media like me? And if so, what ways are you currently using to continue to growing your business without relying on social media? Let me know over on Instagram. My handle is jenny.sunnison. So that's jenny.sunnison. And I will see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. I'd love it if you would head on over to our free Facebook group called Moms Make Money Collective to connect with us further. If you're more of an Instagram fan, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Moms Make Money Collective. If you're loving the show, make sure to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback means the absolute world to us. We'll see you in the next episode.